please have your attention. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase.
That's a lie. That's just an outright lie.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Robert Scott Bell.
I don't know why people on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
You want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath? No. That's not approved by the government.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we got another super mom scheduled this hour on this Mother's Day edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Now that we've called my mom, everything's good with the world. It's all right. Now we can continue on the discussion. On many things affecting moms, including, of course, the health of their kids. Now, not to leave the dads out of the discussion, we took a call from New York from an 82? How old 81? Was the guy that called?
81.
Said he had an 80 out of 80, let's say 80 out of body experience. He had one out of body experience, not 80 of them. Maybe he had 80. He only told us about one, though, when he was a kid. And that was, you know, how we opened today, questioning about this Proof of Heaven or Heaven is for Real movie. Did you have something like that? Have you experienced something like that? I think it's a great discussion to have. Actually, I think it should be completely life affirming. Some people will be offended and say you're threatening my belief system or whatever religious dogma that you carry. But I don't know. I mean, it depends on who you think you are and why you're here. What are you here for? If it brings more vitamin L into your life and makes you appreciate life all the more, then it's great. That's what seemingly it does here
whatever,
for us.
Whatever works for you.
That's right. Exactly. So we got Sierra Riddle joining us talking about Landon. And this is going to get pretty serious and intense. We've had Sierra on before. The question about autonomy of the family, the ability to reject medical intervention, even after you had accepted initially, for instance. You have a child with cancer. It's scary. The doctors come in, do their thing. The chemo, radiation, whatever they do. And you find a way that's different from them, and you get your kid well. Your kid no longer has cancer. Why is it then that the medical industrial complex, along with the government, which is part and parcel, you don't know where one begins, the other ends, it's the state-sanctioned religion. You think Christianity is the religion, the national religion? It's not. It's modern medicine. It's the medical monopoly. How do I know that? Because a mom who simply wants to care for her child and has done so by using a plant of creation. Yes, that God gave us, whatever you want to call God. This plant, cannabis, healed her son, helped to heal her son, no evidence of cancer. Yet they insist that this little boy has got to go like 2 more years of chemotherapy. And if she doesn't do that for her son, they'll take her kid away. That tells you all you need to know about what the state-sanctioned religion is. Honestly, you disagree, call me, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Another issue talking about moms and aunts and grandmas and sisters and daughters is the issue of breast cancer. And it's not exclusive because, yes, some men do also suffer with this. It's devastating.
Right.
But the walks and the runs, the pink ribbons that we see every October, they evidently come out in force on Mother's Day weekend as well. And I am not here, we're not here to be angry with all the moms and whatever's participating. Many of them have no earthly idea, because they don't listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, about what we're about to discuss, about the Komen's race from the cure, not right. To the cure or for the cure, as they're all walking and running, thinking they're raising money for what could be a good cause, particularly if it's going to support women that are suffering, anybody that's suffering with breast cancer, overcoming it. But the research money that they think is going to cure cancer is not.
Yeah. Well, you know, period. It's the whole pinkwashing thing. You know, we've talked about this all, you know, so many times. And it's so counterproductive. Because if you look at the pinkwashing thing, I mean, we've covered stories where I think it was Kentucky Fried Chicken. Mm-hmm. You know, you said the pinkwashing thing. You got buckets of chicken and pink buckets.
You've got all kinds of products with chemicals you can't even pronounce that are carcinogenic.
Cancer. Yeah. They cause cancer, right? Mm-hmm. But it's the whole pink thing. We put something pink on it, then we'll sell more of it. It's like the 5-hour energy drink coming in the little pink bottle, you know? It just doesn't make any sense. You know, if you really know about cancer and what causes cancer and how to cure cancer, the Susan G. Komen thing, I can't say that everybody who's involved in it has ill intentions, but they're just uneducated. They don't know what they're doing or what they're talking about.
Yeah, they're trapped in a pharmaceutical paradigm. They still are. And the research funds are not to true prevention, not to acknowledge the industrial toxicological causes of cancer. It's only to look at genetic engineering or some kind of genetic designer drugs. Maybe enhanced surgical techniques, more radiation, more chemo. And there was a story that came out of a news network. I think we got to replay now because it's appropriate again outside of October, the Mother's Day weekends. Are you okay, Super Don? Did you fall down?
Yeah, I fell down. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm okay.
He's okay. He was running for the cure, not from the cure.
It's the Italian in me. I get the arms going and stuff and everything. So
you remember this news report? Can you set this up for everybody?
Yeah, well, you know, one of our most trusted news organizations, news outlets that, you know, comes out with hard breaking news that we need to cover every once in a while is the Onion News.
Hmm.
We rely on them heavily sometimes, if nothing else, because they sometimes, I think, are closer to the truth than the mainstream media.
Yeah.
Surprisingly. So, yeah, Doyle Redland. We haven't heard from Doyle Redland in a while from the Onion News Radio Network.
Yeah, listen to him as he peels the onion of the Komen race for the cure right now.
It's the Onion Radio News. 6,000 runners fail to discover a cure for breast cancer. This is Doyle Redland reporting. The weather was perfect and hopes were high this morning in Atlanta, Georgia, but sadly, no viable cure for breast cancer was found along the 5-kilometer course. Still, race organizer Jill Broadbent would not admit defeat.
If even one patient went into remission as a result of thousands of people running around Atlanta, then it was all worth it.
Recently, in Dallas, an estimated 3,000 cyclists were unable to isolate the portion of the human genome responsible for Alzheimer's, and in Boston, some 200 rowers from 27 different colleges gathered on the Charles River in an unsuccessful attempt to eliminate AIDS.
Well, there you go.
That's what we're dealing with.
Rowing, jogging, it just doesn't seem to cure it. And people, listen, these people get out there, they do this, they know somebody who's had breast cancer. Because listen, I mean, how many people can you find in this world anymore who have not been touched in one way or another by somebody who's had cancer? I mean, it's an epidemic.
It's almost
about epidemics.
Expected, as Ty talks about, 1 in 2 men, 1 in 3 women will be diagnosed sometime in their life. This story that prompted us to go back to this was, you know, there are many of these races and walks going on this weekend. In Utah, there were thousands that did it at the 18th annual race that, again, the Komen thing. We've pointed out the hypocrisy, the lunacy that goes on behind the scenes. We're not trying to dismantle the integrity of everybody that runs and walks in these things. But we would like to see things, you know, focus, in a different direction. Rather than raising money for more chemotherapy, how about doing something that actually is proven to, work against cancer?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about here?
I do. Yeah. I do. And I think, you know, what can we talk about rather than, you know, some of the other things that we've covered in honor of Mother's Day today, than something as cute and cuddly.
Selenium. Selenium is lovely and wonderful, and we need it. And we're not disputing that. But here's a story of the mainstream media talking about puppies.
That's right.
Puppies.
That's right.
Puppies are proving to have an impact with the vitamin L that they bring to help you overcome cancer. Because cancer, to some degree, is also not only a selenium deficiency, but a vitamin L deficiency. And so that love coming back into your heart with the puppies, the kitties, you know, whatever it is that, you know, makes you go, oh, yeah, you just feel it. That is more healing than anything Komen is bringing to the table, in my opinion.
And I love the way that they put it here. Sometimes the best medicine isn't a drug, it's a dog.
Yes. Well said. And, you know, look at Mom. She was heading toward cancer, no doubt. In her book, Life of Many Colors, she talks about that one point where that huge thing I thought was a Buick was going to come driving out of her back you know, Quasimodo, something was growing there. And of course, everybody else would say, cancer, cut it out. And she was working homeopathically and cleaning her diet, and her body ultimately expelled the nasty, foul stuff that her body had encapsulated and collected to protect her. I mean, that's what cancer is. It's like, if it's a tumor, the body is walling it off. Yeah. When it metastasizes, it means the immune system is just completely broken down. You no longer have connective tissue integrity. You don't have enough silica coming in. All of these things. And the puppies, the love, can help strengthen the immune system, is the point here.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. Mm-hmm. I was just going to say that there's a $1 million grant coming from the veterinary health firm Zoetis, and Pfizer is actually matching the funds on this for a clinical trial by the American Humane Association on the effects of what is, I guess, known as animal-assisted therapy on young cancer patients.
Yeah, but if Pfizer does anything with puppy dog tails turning them into drugs, I'm going to lose it.
How can we synthesize that puppy?
Yeah, exactly. That's what they're going to try and do. Synthesize puppy love and then give it to you as a drug. No. Hey, Mike Adams has another great piece here. It's called The Greatest Health Conspiracy of All Time, Making You Believe You Can't Heal Without Medical Intervention. Now, that's profound, because, you know, look, mom at 80, no, she said, I don't even have a doctor. It's like, come on, mom, really? No, she doesn't. It's a changing world, changing perception, going back to a time where you didn't have, my doctor this, my doctor that. She says she goes to water aerobics. All of the people, whether 80, 70, 60, or 50, are all saying, my doctor is prescribing this for this pain or ache. And listen, I feel for the folks that are, but they're not listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. They got to tune in. They got to read natural news and learn all of that. Read Unlock the Power to Heal. To get this kind of information, recognize that you have the power to heal. I have. We all have it. It's our birthright, including being able to navigate the world without intervening. Right from the get-go, from pregnancy, it's a medical disease waiting to happen. Childbirth, medical intervention set up. You can only have children in hospitals. It's not to say there's never been genuine need for medical interventions. You're not hearing me right if that's what you think. But the medical interventions that they're pushing can just as likely kill you as they would cure you. And that is why Sierra Riddle is coming up next to protect her child, Landon. Join Team Landon. We're going to tell you how to do that. Protect your kids from the medical monopoly, the religion of the state known as modern medicine. We're going to do that. Stand by. Lots more healing to go. It's the Mother's Day edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check all the links out at robertscottbell.com, 866-939-BELL.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Mm-hmm. Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Of the Robert Scott Bell Show continues here 6 days a week through GCN, our syndicator, and naturalnewsradio.com. Spotlighting and highlighting the super moms today. And we've got another one joining us right now. She's been with us before, but this story just keeps on needing to be told in different levels and depths that this goes to. You're a mom, you're a dad, you got a kid. The kid is diagnosed with some form of cancer, leukemia. You go to help from the doctors, you realize that the chemo may be as dangerous as the cancer, and you find other ways, other medicines, other natural substances, supplements, even cannabis from creation. And your little boy gets well, and now all the tests show there's no problem, there's no cancer. Why, oh why, would CPS threaten to take away your child if you stop giving chemotherapy? Why would they insist on giving chemo for two additional years beyond that? Is this just something unique to what this situation is with Sierra Riddle and her son Landon? Or is this could impact anybody, anybody's child, anybody's family? To get to the bottom of this, Sierra Riddle is back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Sierra, happy Mother's Day. Thank you for being here with us.
Hi. Thank you. Thank you so much. You know, today is a special day for a lot of people, and you know, today I'd like to honor, you know, the moms that have lost their can of babies, you know, and it's such a special day. Oh, my gosh. It gives me great emotions. And thank you guys for asking me to be on today. I really appreciate that.
Well, we appreciate you so much. Your strength to go through some of the most difficult things any parent would ever have to go through. And yes, to spotlight and highlight a lot of the can of moms fighting for their children. Some of these kids didn't make it and they've moved on. That's why we talked a little last hour as well about the concept of proof of heaven. Heaven is for real, to give that bigger context to life itself. But while we are here, while we have bodies, while our kids have bodies, we're fighting for them. And we want to give them the greatest opportunity as every mom, dad would normally want to do so. Yet the state and the medical societies, the medical monopoly would fight against us. What is that, Sierra?
You know, that's something that I ask myself quite often, Robert, nowadays is, you know, why? Why would these doctors who have sworn to do no harm, who have sworn to do good first for these children, why would they want to give them such toxic medications, manipulate their bodies and their immune system and everything else for such a long period of time when there are other things out there such as cannabis and you know, I touched briefly last week that cannabis is not the only natural cure out there. There's people doing amazing things with mushrooms, nutrition, you know, alkalizing the body, different things, vitamin C, you know, injections. Why don't we have a choice? And, you know, that's a very good question, Robert. When did it get to the point that we didn't have a choice?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I hate to say it that, you know, I think we've all seen the cases where, you know, the parents say, oh, this dandelion is going to heal my child, or praying to whoever, whatever God they serve, is going to heal their child. And nobody says anything. Nobody steps in. Oh, that's their right. And then that child dies. So, you know, this didn't come about overnight, but it has gone back as far as 20 years ago. 20 years ago, they were still trying to force chemotherapy on children. I think, you know, a lot of people don't know the story of Billy Best. But he was a teenager going through chemotherapy for Hodgkin's lymphoma, excuse me, and he did 5 treatments, and he said, that's enough. I don't want this anymore. So he not only was able and old enough to say it, but he knew what it was doing to his body. And he had to run away from his parents, his life, everything, and didn't return for quite some years, and that was, like I said, 20 years ago. He's still alive and healthy to this day. But, you know, people, I think that it's, you know, being a cancer mom, being a cancer dad, we're like a secret society. And you'll never know what goes on in our society unless you are exposed to it or your child is diagnosed with cancer. And, you know, so for all of us, we know, like, oh, refuse chemo. Ha! Are you, who would do that? But at the same time, you know, I often wonder, in the beginning when Landon got sick, if I would have been wiser with cannabis and natural treatment. You know, could I have refused before they ever laid a hand on my son? You know, that's a good question as well. So I really think that education is first. And then I think that second, we need to start looking at preventative. Why are so many children being diagnosed with cancer every day? Why are so many children dying from cancer? And, you know, even the more pertinent issues, is childhood cancer only getting 3.8% of all funding for all cancer? You know, all of these questions need to be answered. And, you know, as much as, you know, we write our congressmen, we write our senators, it seems like nobody can really give us an answer on these questions.
Well, Sierra, we're gonna attempt to provide some answers this hour with you and also ask some questions of our audience, how they can help out in this case so that it doesn't have to happen to anybody else. But also we want to get help for Landon. Hope for Landon. We have the links up, offerhopeforlandon.com, as well as Facebook links. Stick around. We've got more with Sierra Riddle on this Mother's Day edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at alkavision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. That's alkavision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new alkavision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Something else.
Robert Gott Bell.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Gott Bell.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, the vitamin L this Mother's Day edition. We got it going on here. We got Sierra Riddle. She's joining us now. And we're going to continue talking about a very, let's say, intense is an understatement here. Moms, super moms, dads, super dads, stand in defense of your children. Of course, who wouldn't, you'd say? But who would have thought that the government, in conjunction with the medical industrial complex, as I've called them, the state-sanctioned religion in violation of the First Amendment, would stand against the parents' wishes to not have their child poisoned by medicine that could kill that child, especially when the child has shown no evidence of having the reason they would give that poison called chemotherapy for. And that is the case with Landon. We've got Sierra Riddle. We're covering this story together with her and putting it out there in ways that maybe you haven't heard before. But, Sierra, God bless you. Thank you for doing all that you're doing. I know you do it because it's your kid. That's number one. But that you're taking the time with us on Mother's Day to get this story out. I'm pleased that we can do this.
No, thank you, guys. You know, I've been a single mom since Landon was born. So, you know, Mother's Day is really just another day for me, you know, until he gets older and, you know, he knows about the holiday and everything like that. But, like I said, you know, I get really fired up, you know, about Mother's Day and just the children that have been lost just recently. We've lost quite a few of our cancer cuties, and it just breaks my heart. You know, it breaks my heart that these mothers are having to spend this day alone. And, you know, just having to deal with that loss, the loss of a child. And it's not like a car accident or, you know, something swift. Cancer is a very slow and painful death for these children. And why they would not, these doctors would not be open to less, you know, evasive treatments, to more compassionate treatments for these children, I can't wrap my mind around it, honestly. And, he, you know, for Landon, he was cancer-free and has been. Landon's been cancer-free for 17 months now, 12 of those without any maintenance chemotherapy. And, you know, I've just gotten to the point now that, you know, I'm just waiting. I'm just waiting for that miracle to happen for Landon.
Sure.
Landon, when I decided to move Landon to Colorado, which was in August, I took Landon off chemo in May. And, you know, he just was doing so well. The cannabis oil had really done well for him. He had been on cannabis oil for about 6 months at that time. And I took him off, and I decided to move here just to be safer, you know, more legal. You know, Landon was healthy enough to be moved. And came here, and I was just really excited to go over, you know, what had happened with Landon and the progress that he had made. I documented it very closely with these new doctors here in Colorado. And we met with the oncologist at Children's Hospital Colorado, and I told them what I had done, that I took Landon off the chemotherapy and steroids, and that I was doing this and I was doing that, and, you know, here's his blood work from, you know, the past week, and, you know, everything's looking great, and what did they think? And, oh, my goodness, you would have thought that I told them that I was going to dip Landon in radioactive batter and fry him like a corn dog. They lost it. Yeah, I'm not kidding. They lost it on me, and I'll never forget it. And, you know, Amanda Stanley was kind enough, the Stanley brothers, she's one of the wives, she was kind enough to go with me to that appointment. And, you know, I'm so glad she did, because then now I can't be like, was I dreaming that?
You're right, right. I mean, wouldn't believe how outrageous the behavior is coming from medical professionals to look, if they even looked at what you showed them, look at how he's doing. It didn't matter. How he was doing didn't matter. We have a protocol. We have a paradigm. Yeah. We have a program, and you can't leave it. But wait, my kid is healthy. He doesn't have cancer. That doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. You must continue the chemo. People have a hard time believing that. I think when they hear your story, that's probably the number one thing. Come on, that can't be real. Your kid doesn't have cancer. Why would they continue to push the chemo? Come on. Is that for real?
And, you know, that's where I really like to educate people, that any child, it doesn't matter if it's my child, if it's your child, Robert, it doesn't matter whose child it is, any child out there diagnosed with leukemia, depending on their gender, and if they have delays, which means they could not have treatment 1 week because they were dying practically. So males have to do chemotherapy for leukemia longer because, according to studies, the leukemia likes to hide in their testicles. So for boys, it's 3 to 4 years, period, in stamp, in mark, no matter what. There is no if, and, or but past that sentence of your child will do chemotherapy for 3 to 4 years, seeing as how he's a male. It does not matter, and I really want everyone to hear me. It does not matter if you do all the right things, if you change their diet, if you start supplementing with, you know, the superfoods known to fight cancer, if you alkaline the body, detox the blood. It does not matter what you do. Your child will do chemotherapy for 3 to 4 years. Call any children's hospital and ask them, if my child was diagnosed, how long would they do chemo? And they will tell you it's 2 to 4 years. That is what the protocol is. That is what is shown to, you know, to have the longest effect of keeping leukemia in remission.
You know, that's got to be embarrassing if you're a doctor, to acknowledge that that's your protocol no matter what, because it means that you're a collectivist. You're a medical collectivist. You don't care about each individual patient that comes to you. You'll say, nope, they're a collective. They're not an individual. It doesn't matter what the tests say. We're going to keep poisoning this child. No cancer? Doesn't matter. You're going to keep getting this no matter what. And guess what? The state enforces it. The state enforces it because they've adopted the religion of modern medicine as the state-sanctioned religion. As I said, in violation of the First Amendment, you put yourself under, and I see this in a general big you, everybody listening, the moment you ask permission of the state to get married, that's one of the ways. They assume jurisdiction over the fruits of your marriage because you ask permission to do something that is your birthright. Then you grant that child that comes into your life, this beautiful spiritual being born of creation. And then they assume ownership the moment they stamp a birth certificate and say that kid is technically ours because they don't believe it's alive unless they certify it. It's ludicrous, and people don't realize how these contracts of adhesion that they may or may not be told all of these things tie them into a jurisdiction that allows the feds, the states, to act as a police force against your children, all the while they claim to be for your children. Sorry, I had to get that off my chest.
No, you know, and that's the thing, Robert, is people need to hear that they, like I said, as something as simple as at your next, you know, if you have a small child, at your next child's doctor's appointment, try to refuse the flu shot. Try to refuse a vaccination. And, you know, Landon's story has never been told completely from start to finish. And, you know, this will open up a whole other can of worms, but Landon was diagnosed and dying from leukemia within 30 days of his MMR vaccine. It is written in his cancer file that he got cancer from the MMR vaccine. But yet I was never afforded that information before I was told I had to give him that vaccine. But like I said, that's a whole nother show.
But it's an important, Sierra, that's such a significant, important, we're gonna visit that with you on the air. You know that.
Yes, I mean, it is. And most definitely we should. It's huge. And you know, like I said, his story's never been told start to finish because there's so many touchy subjects in it, the vaccines, the cannabis, the no chemo. You know, these doctors had the nerve to, in this meeting, when I told them that I ended chemo, to tell me, if he could tell you, he would want the chemotherapy, Sierra. You're going to kill your child. You are going to allow him to die if you do not give him these narcotics and these chemotherapies that I'm prescribing you. And I told them, I'm sorry that you feel that way. And I got my son and left. Within 48 hours, CPS was at my door asking me questions, you know. And I really think that they expected to walk in and find Landon on chemotherapy, not Landon on cannabis. So Landon was jumping around and running around and riding his bike and, you know, coloring and painting. He did not, and to this day, if somebody met Landon on the street, they would never know that he was sick. Because he doesn't look sick, and he's not anymore, because cannabis has cured him. So thank God CPS saw that. They saw that I have paperwork within 30 days of all times, right, showing that he's cancer-free, a medical test showing he's cancer-free. I have that on my possession at all times, dated within 30 days, and I have for 17 months. So they agreed with me. Why are they trying to do this? So
wow.
Like you said, they have made this protocol, they have made this box of, you know, this is what T-cell ALL leukemia treatment is, and no matter what, your child is going to get shoved into that box.
That's why I say
they don't do well with it.
That's why I say
it's
embarrassing if you're a doctor and you subscribe to that, because it means that you can't think. You're unable to think. You're unable to assess each individual patient that comes to you. It's just like the you know, whether it's a three strikes out rule or a zero tolerance rule in a school. A kid points his finger and says, bang, bang, oh, we have a zero gun tolerance policy. You can't think that that's just a kid. That's what happens in the medical community. They are not taught to think. They are taught to react and respond, and then they realize maybe one day they wake up and they go, oh, my God, what have I done? And that's what I want people to listen to your story, so that if you're a medical professional in the field of oncology, you leave it immediately. If you don't, then you make some changes within it to free the black death on your soul that you would attack children in this way. And I'm not holding back on this. Now, Sierra, we need to get you some help here. I mean, do you have legal support to defend yourself against the attacks from these doctors and maybe even CPS if they turn on you?
No, I don't. You know, we had a lawyer working with us in the beginning, and we were very fortunate for that. But, you know, we haven't really heard much from them since then, and that was over, you know, a couple, 9 months ago, about something like that. What we need is, you know, a lawyer to work closely with us to file injunctions, to file lawsuits, whatever it is that I need to file to get them to stop doing this to my child. Secondly, what we need is a doctor, a team of doctors that are willing to stand up for Landon and say that he does not need chemotherapy. You know, and it would be, I believe I said last time, it would be as simple as if we found an oncologist willing to treat Landon naturally and continue treating him until the end of treatment, then all I would have to do is transfer his care. These doctors, I'm not in a contract or I'm not, you know, court ordered or anything. So I just need a doctor to take over his care, an oncologist.
All right.
Who's willing to help us monitor Landon.
Let us know.
You know, couple years.
If anyone out there knows of one, we will certainly put the word out. Well, maybe call Jonathan Ebord, you know, up there as an attorney. Maybe he knows someone that could help out in this case. Sierra Riddle, God bless you. Happy Mother's Day to you. Thank you for standing up for all of the kids out there, including and especially Landon.
No, thank you guys. You know, it's an easy choice, and I will continue to do so for not only Landon, but for the fallen Canna babies as well. And I want to wish everybody out there.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfood, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now. And enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio, and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
I'm David Cordeni, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Crank it up. Day today with some super moms on the air. My super mom, MickeyZBell.com. You check it out, her book, A Life of Many Colors, Journey from Israel to America. And of course, this hour, Sierra Riddle, talking about help offerhopeforlandon.com.
Offerhopeforlandon.com and also on Facebook, it's offerhopeforlandon. So it's facebook.com/offerhopeforlandon.
Yeah, we have it linked up in the show notes today at robertscadbell.com. Don't forget also, we do a little bonus video follow-up sometimes from the show. It's RS Bell Media Channel on YouTube. Sometimes there are even some unique giveaways that we can't do on the air. So you
sometimes,
definitely want to tell your friends.
But
sometimes.
You never know, so unless you tune in, you'll just miss it.
Yep, sometimes we even offer healing nudity.
We did last week, right?
Yeah, you made me change my shirt on the air. Very embarrassing. Very embarrassing. Anyway, but we got the new shirts. The Power to Heal is yours, the non-GMO apparel. Link to that. We've got a banner at robertscottbell.com to see, and all of our wonderful sponsors that make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible. And please tell your friends, if you haven't already gotten it, unlock the Power to Heal now with a complete chapter as well on CBD, THC, cannabis cures, you know, the healing that can happen from a plant that God created. Medical marijuana, heavenly hemp, however you want to do it. We're talking about out-of-body recognition, leaving your body, coming back to it, and recognize, oh, my gosh, there's continuity of life before you even, quote-unquote, die. Totally cool. And this headline I've been waiting to read all day. The medieval Black Death made you healthier if you survived.
You sucker.
I had to.
You actually got it in there. You've been itching to talk about the Black Death today on Mother's Day.
The plague. The plague. It made you healthier if you survived. The law of the terrain is everything. And, of course, the medieval ages, no sanitation, no hygiene. The sewage was running in the streets, of course.
That's because their mothers weren't there, right?
Had
the mothers been there, they would have had good hygiene and sanitation.
The mothers would have said, wash your hands before you cut, you know what I'm saying.
Just change your underwear. What's wrong with you? See, you're going to get the Black Death.
Exactly. Well, we got to do one more, let's say, semi-Mother's Day story. What if you're on your way to a Mother's Day? You're not a mom yet. You just entered into marriage. You're looking forward to having kids. You definitely, if you can, you definitely want to keep that spouse if it's at all possible. It's a loving relationship. There's a secret here, and it's been revealed on healthfinder.gov. Believe it or not, healthfinder.gov, which we often call healthfinder.duh. And they say that doing the dishes can save your marriage. Doing the dishes can save your marriage. Now, This wasn't about women doing the dishes or men doing the dishes. It was all about sharing household chores. And I, you know, I pretty much suck at that because I'm always working. If I'm not on the radio, I'm working to get ready for the show and writing and appearing and this and that. And so we got to find ways to do that. But this was all about newlyweds, because if you've survived into marriage the 20 years we have, you've been through a lot of ups and downs. A thing like dishes is not going to end your marriage. But it could end the one that's beginning, because you haven't established that lifelong bond, if that's what you feel is right for you, as it, you know, as it is for me and my lovely wife. Happy Mother's Day, honey. So that's why,
you know, I gotta point something out here, though.
Sure.
They say here it was the University of Illinois that did this study.
Okay.
And I don't know why they did it this way, but they looked at 220 heterosexual newlywed couples.
Mm-hmm.
So is that to imply then that if you are a, let's say you're a homosexual newlywed couple, that doing the dishes doesn't apply?
You know, I hadn't thought of it. I don't know. I don't know. If you're in one of those unions and the dishes don't matter to you, let us know. I mean, we're open to discussing a lot of things here.
I mean, I'm just wondering. I mean, they're the ones that put it on there, made sure to point out it was 220 heterosexual newlywed couples.
Well, I guess they have to distinguish it now because it's changed over the years. Now, my purpose in bringing up anything marriage-related is also to remind you that I don't believe the government has any place in marriage. I know. Shocking, right? Separation of marriage and state. You know, when everybody says, I want my marriage recognized, it's like, screw that. Why do you want the government involved in that marriage between you and your loved one? And well, I would perceive it to be God, the higher, you know, whatever authority you would call. And I don't think government has a place in it. That's just my opinion. Now, that, don't call up and say, oh, that means Robert believes in, like, old people marrying kids. That's not what I'm saying. If you go there, I'm not even going to talk to you. We're talking about, okay, I'm not, anyway, hey, that's it, we made it through the Sunday edition, happy Mother's Day.
Saved by the music, yes.
Organic, non-GMO waffles for everybody, and in the morning, I made waffles. We did that, yes, we already did that. Hey, Advanced Medicine Monday coming up. Hey, remember also, June 7th and 8th at the Chicago Navy Pier. It's going to be awesome. MyCompassion.org is hosting us as well as HempMeds PX, and we're going to see you at Autism One coming up. In the meantime, get ready for tomorrow. We got lots more healing to do. Super Don, thank you. Thank you to moms. And the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott, the Bell, Robert Show. Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.